brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dice is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. What we're illustrating here is just how, well, the IQs have dropped about 20%. Look up those numbers from just the hydrofluorosilicic acid. But here is the LA Times. I've got it punched up on my other computer over here for TV viewers. Gun crime has plunged, but Americans think it's up, study says. And that's what the establishment does. 69% drop in wounding shootings, 49% drop in overall violent crime, aggravated crime, 39% drop in fatality shootings since 1992, Justice Department numbers. We told you this before the Justice Department did a report a few months later. But it doesn't matter because gun owners are responsible for Sandy Hook because mainstream media said so. But what's going to happen, Mark Dice, media analyst, in your view, as a larger minority becomes close to a majority who's aware versus the zombies that the Pentagon even trains against the public, scripting us as zombies, as they just want their handouts, they really are the enemy because they're going to be used by the offshore globalists to overrun us, and they would literally kill us if it meant they got some time off.
I do see some positive news here. More and more people are waking up, and we have Bono and Richard Branson dropping the Illuminati, name dropping the Illuminati and Matt Damon's campaign for a water filtration program in third world countries. And the video on YouTube has probably a 60 or 70% thumbs down rate. Most of the comments are people slamming the Illuminati. You have these singing serpents, these just satanic trash, like Kesha, one of the most popular singing pop stars today, who puts out a video with just clear satanic Illuminati symbolism. And while a lot of her fans love her and literally worship this just Baphomet bimbo.
Targeting 9-year-old girls, and people put her in front of it.
This girl puts satanic pentagrams on her Facebook page. She drinks allegedly pee on her show on MTV. Her music videos have her just having, you know, orgies in churches with Illuminati all-seeing eyes.
And she wears little kids' teeth around her neck.
Yes, she asked her fans, many of which are preteens, to mail in their baby teeth to her, and over 1,000 people sent her their teeth. She had it sewn into a bra and a headdress, and she says that it's one of her most prized possessions.
Yeah, you know, I was reading about this top abortion doctor that testified before Congress that he had an epiphany when his teenage daughter died in a car wreck, that killing all the kids had come back on him. And I hope Kesha and all these people know they're going to have cursed lives. You don't do this type of stuff to kids on purpose and not get absolutely torn into 1,000 pieces by God.
Yeah, you know, we may not be able to see the effects of their selling their soul, but I have a hard time believing that these people even could sleep at night, and you could see the pain and the torment in their face. And there's still time for them to turn back and repent.
No, Lady Gaga, it's leaked, it's quote, attacked by ghosts and demons, and has to have people sleep in the room with her.
Kesha has drank fake blood out of a fake animal heart on stage. Like I said, on her MTV show, she drank what appeared to be urine. Because you know, you are what you eat, Kesha. So, I mean, you are urine. I mean, the mainstream media, mainstream music, it is a urine stream. So, I mean, it's very fitting, very symbolic. But Aleister Crowley, as you know, the infamous Satanist, the wickedest man alive, he wrote instructions in his book, Magic in Theory and Practice, which I bought to verify these claims. He wrote in there that if you murder children, you get satanic power. And then we have Jay-Z, you know, one of the most popular, most wealthy rappers of the day, friends with Obama, campaigning for Obama, appearing in Obama campaign ads and on stage as a hype man for Obama during the campaign, just wearing an Aleister Crowley sweatshirt. Oh, yeah, do what thou wilt. And that's not a photoshopped image, as you know. That's a still image from a behind-the-scenes making of the video with Rihanna.
Hey, stay there. I want to talk more about this with Luke Radowski.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Really, that simple. What is the truth? You know, seeking of the truth is really paramount. And we have a bunch of pro-death sadists and psychopaths running the New World Order. They're selling anti-family, anti-male, anti-woman, anti-child, self-mutilation and destruction, so the society will become infected with a death lust, so that they will roll over and die so the globalists can inherit the earth. But the globalists won't inherit the earth. They're not going to stop this instinct towards death and destruction once they have control. As the government arms to the teeth but wants our guns. A media analyst, Mark Dice, is with us. I want to play one more clip from the reason I got him on out there in Oceanside, California, talking to people saying, do you know what Memorial Day is? And they said, no. All of them, but one guy. Well, do you know what it stands for? It stands for Surfer Day, the surfers we've lost. Oh, I love surfers. And then they could quote surfers' names. Just totally mindless, like the world is just something they're in and they're spectators. This is a recipe for enslavement. When you have a people that act like lobotomized sheep, you will be overrun by wolves. Let's go to that clip.
Memorial Day weekend, the weekend when we look back on the fallen surfing legends, those who have drowned and died to make the sport popular. Are you doing anything special to commemorate the loss of the surfing legends?
Not me personally, but I have family who live in Hawaii who knew some of those legends. Eddie Aikau. I believe there's another legendary surfer that died at Mavericks that my brother-in-law knows. They have a memorial there.
Are you going to be saying a prayer for them on Memorial Day to kind of commemorate their loss and the popularization of the sport?
I think that's a great idea. I think we all should.
Are you going to be doing anything to kind of commemorate the fallen surfing legends and those who have popularized the surfing sport for Memorial Day?
No, not really, man.
You're not a big surfer? Or?
Not really. I just usually kick it, you know?
What is the point of Memorial Day, though?
I don't really know, man. I mean, I really don't care. For me, it's just another bogus holiday in real
life. Just another bogus holiday.
All right, there you go.
What's the purpose of Memorial?
It goes on and on with all these hipster wannabe trendies. And again, when these guys waive their rights to the police and the courts, it sets a precedent. These people will vote to take all your guns. They will vote to take every dime you've got, and they are taking over the country. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, all that same satisfied, demonic smile of I'm just kicking it. I'm ruthless. I don't care about nobody but me. Well, you know what? Nobody cares about you either, scum. And that's what I told Piers Morgan. I said, just because you got a bunch of lemmings out there that want to be slaves, buddy, doesn't mean that gives you a right to make me a slave. You got that, Jack? I see you. I know what you are, and I'm done. I want to go to Luke Radowski here. These two are mutual friends who confronted Kissinger devastatingly and told him you're a mass murderer. We're going to cue that up. And Kissinger's like, get lost, kid. I rule everything with this fake German accent or whatever. But media analyst Mark Dice, you were also, before he came back, you were getting into the devil worship they're selling. And this isn't like people in the 80s trying to, sell rock albums. I mean, this is like really real satanic rituals in all these shows. Jay-Z, Aleister Crowley shirts, songs about killing children. And you have to understand, folks, the big globalists, they've been caught over and over again. They are involved in this. And the government will cover it up when your kids get disappeared. It won't be on the news when your kid gets disappeared. It'll only be if it's a real kidnapping by a low-level nobody. Then they'll be on the news trying to save your kid. Go ahead.
Yeah, and a final point about the Memorial Day videos. It's not just to show these people to make fun of them. It's to show how far down the toilet society has gone, but also to sort of send up a warning flag so that hopefully the people who are posting these videos on their Facebook pages and sharing them, much of their friends, I'm sure, are people just like the ones in the videos. So hopefully that will show a reflection back on them so that they can sort of reassess their own priorities. But this culture, this Illuminati wannabe satanic devil worshipping pop star fad has gotten so out of control. We have supposedly family friendly pop stars and these family friendly shows like the Today Show, Good Morning America, promoting these pop stars who are then covertly and in many cases overtly promoting literal Satanism and making people think that the Illuminati is cool. Or to muddy the water and think make the mainstream mentally enslaved music-watching and listening morons believe that the Illuminati's not a group of international billionaire banksters, the Federal Reserve fraudsters, but, it's just a group of famous musicians. I mean, we have a case of a kid in Virginia who tried to kill his friend. He shot him thinking that that was an Illuminati sacrifice. This is what he told the police, that it was his sacrifice to the Illuminati. This is a kid who's like 26 years old.
They have murders all the time that are satanic, and they tell the police, leave that out of the report. I mean, the Night Stalker, most of these Son of Sam, they're all devil worshippers.
Yeah, it's the only explanation that is plausible.
And Harris, Kleibold, the reported Patsy shooter at Sandy Hook, all devil worshippers.
There was a 10-year-old, a 10 or 11-year-old, a fifth grader in Sacramento just a few weeks ago that stood up in the middle of class and told the teacher that she's in the Illuminati and she's going to sacrifice her fellow students and kill them for Satan. And I would be willing to bet she's a Kesha fan. I would be willing to bet that this is one of the kids that sent Kesha her teeth, that's watching Kesha literally on the Today Show.
And the bigger issue is parents are turning their children over to them. I'm sorry, finish your point, and then we're going to jump to Luke Radowski.
Yeah, the parents are the ones paying for the tickets to the concert and driving them there. And final point, this is a girl, when she's on the Today Show performing, wears an upside-down crucifix on her leotard. Not her typical, usual Illuminati symbolism, because it'd be a little too blatant on the Today Show, a supposed, you know, family-friendly show. But there she is. I did a whole video about this. Wearing an upside-down crucifix on her leotard, a satanic symbol, sort of reversing everything that is Christian or that is good, perverting everything, as is their agenda.
Well, I'll tell you, people that get decadent always beg to be destroyed, and all these people begging for it, you're already being destroyed by the fluoride, the GMO, all of it. But those of us that don't want to be part of your evil, we're not on some high horse either, you know. I think a lot of us actually have seen the real dark side light years ahead of where you evil people think you've gone, and we know it's not a place we want to go. It's just a bunch of brain-dead morons who think they're getting power from darkness, and all they're going to get is destroyed. Mark, before I shift gears into Henry Kissinger and Luke Radowski's confrontation with him, can you do an Alex Jones stuttering invitation for us?
We're going to go to Luke Radowski here, but I'm going to cover the news. I'm going to get your phone calls here in just a second. But they're going to kill you and your family.
You know, they've only been holding, let me see, Chris has only been holding an hour and 43 minutes. You can hold some more.
Yeah, I know some of the audience may know that I've done some pretty brutal satire and criticism of you. So
that's
I appreciate
why I'm having you on. I enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate, you know, it really says a lot about your character, the ability that you can turn the other cheek. We could still have me on, and I appreciate that you'd see the value in my work.
I do see the value, but you don't understand. It's very sick, but I don't like listening to my own show, and I like myself, but also dislike myself. So you do a good imitation, Mark. I mean, I could start paying you to attack me. How's that sound?
You know, there are the conspiracy theorists out there that believe that my criticism of you was just a planned WWF promotion to build up. Some of these people see a conspiracy around every corner. It's entertaining, but it is sad at the same time.
No, there's big general conspiracies against the dumbed-down mass. There's not a lot of little subterfuges out there behind the scenes. I want to bring Luke Radowski up here. Let's play this clip of him, just a short clip. We already played it last hour, the whole thing, confronting Henry Kissinger when he was getting this Freedom Award. Here it is.
Hi, Mr. Kissinger. It's a pleasure. How you doing? I just wanted to know, what do you mean when you said illegal we do immediately, unconstitutional takes a little longer, the WikiLeaks document? What do you mean by that?
Come on.
No, I mean, it came out, WikiLeaks.
Yeah, I mean, there's another step on it, isn't it?
Do you know the agenda of the Bilderberg?
You're with what? What are you doing this for?
I'm here covering this event. Just wanted to talk to you. We are change, and we want to know maybe what the agenda of the Bilderberg group meeting is going to be in a couple days.
Come
do you
on.
Know?
Get lost, please.
How does it feel
Let's
winning
get
the
lost.
How does it feel winning the Freedom Award when you're wanted as a mass murderer and wanted in many countries and butchered millions of people? How does it feel? You know
coward.
It's a lie.
You self-serving coward, get lost.
I'm not a coward. You know this Freedom Award's a lie, and you're wanted for mass murder in different countries. You know it's a lie.
Good job, Luke. That's wearechange.org, and he's with us right now, joining us from Washington, D.C. Luke, I mean, you know what Henry Kissinger's grave and his coffin are called. They're called a latrine. And I love how he calls you a coward when he's a coward. He calls you self-serving when he's self-serving. This is a known criminal dirtbag that said cut food off the third world to starve and cause wars. This is a war criminal. Luke Radowski, we salute you for what you've done.
Yeah, it seems like he's bringing out his claw. to me. The other time I confronted him, he called me a sick person and that I should go to hell, which is pretty interesting coming from that perspective. But Kissinger, I think he already knows who I am. We got him a third time. We actually made a video detailing every step of the way of how we're actually able to do this on our YouTube channel. You just go to youtube.com/wearechange, and you can see the behind-the-scenes shenanigans that go on with these people like David Petraeus, David Koch, and Henry Kissinger making up fake awards so they could kiss each other and pat each other on the back and promote themselves and empower themselves. It was pretty much a sideshow. It's a fake award that they're giving to each other. It just shows how delusional these people are. And the award was called the Intrepid Freedom Award, and it was given to Henry Kissinger for so-called promoting democracy. I mean, it just doesn't get any more Orwellian than it is.
No, but that's like Obama being given a peace prize. All it did was totally discredit the peace prize.
Yeah, but this is not even like the peace prize. This is like a made-up award that they just
made up. Yeah.
And so we were able to go in there. The press relations people were extremely stringent. They told us they were always with us. They were always watching us. They told us no interviews. You can't ask any questions. You're just here to take pictures and videos. And that's sad because that just shows you what journalism has become. There were other journalists there.
It's not journalism. You repeat what comes out of Henry Kissinger's proboscis.
Yeah, mainstream media has become public relations for the establishment, for the elite. They're not there asking hard, legitimate questions. They're not even trying to find a way to actually go around the different rules and security that they set up. They're just complying, which is sad to see. And what we're trying to change here at We Are Change is the whole perspective of how we should act. We should act like we are the mainstream media.
Yeah, people shouldn't act sycophantic towards these war criminals. Let's get Mark Dice's take on this. Mark, I admire the work you do with Man on the Street. And I also admire, the work Luke's doing confronting these people. That's something I've been doing for 18 years, and I'm working on getting my reporters to go out and do, because it just really shows what real questions do. And, Kissinger really sounded pathetic there. What'd you think of that?
Luke is a master. I mean, Luke has tracked these criminals down and asked the real questions that no journalist will dare ask because they don't want to lose access to these figures. They don't want to get shamed and demoted by their Operation Mockingbird editors. And just a testament of the quality and the effectiveness of Luke's work is the fact that when Rand Paul was giving his historic, 13-hour filibuster about the drone strikes, he referenced one of Luke's videos, didn't give Luke credit, but he mentioned a soundbite, an answer that Luke got from Robert Gibbs, Obama's former press secretary, about how people should just be a better father if they're going to be, have their children killed by drone strikes. And I hope that someday Luke will get an award for his journalism from we can shift the culture. Luke has done such good work. He's somebody who deserves, these prestigious awards, not some war criminal Henry Kissinger given this Orwellian award for something completely counter to everything that he stands for.
Absolutely. Well said. And again, holding up activists to go out and do things, we are the future. And citizen journalism is what scares them. And people out there listening will call me up and go, is it all right if I reference one of your articles in my book? And I'm like, number one, that's just referencing. You have a right to do that. And I'm like, or Alex, I want you to help me plan going to city council and asking questions. Just do it. It's like the Nike slogan. Just stop using Chinese sweatshop labor, Foxconn. But, to be serious, we've got to simply take action. Luke, what else do we not see that's going on behind the scenes? What was it like being close to Henry Kissinger? Because I've heard of smell-o-vision, but I almost like smelled the smell of like a dead animal when looking at Kissinger up close. And he looked also like he was like a meatloaf that had been left outside for a week. I mean, he reeked of failure and of like the maw of hell's tongue lapping out to embrace him in the ninth circle of Dante's Inferno.
Someone said on YouTube that he looks like Mr. Potato Head, and I do have to say there is a very good comparison if you put up the two pictures next to each other.
It's Super Mr. Mass Murder Head. I'm sorry.
It was definitely surreal because everybody was just kissing
He's a degenerate slob, literally going to hell. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, what was really interesting is the amount of control the press relations people really had. I mean, it was just sickening being there.
But at the end of the day, they didn't have control because you just ran their blockade and got the question in.
Exactly. And if there's a will, there's a way. And that's why what I want to tell people out there, you know, don't ask for permission. Just go out there, go do it. What I'm working on right now is talking to certain individuals, and I'm trying to teach them every aspect of journalism, every aspect of covering these events. And I'm trying to prop up as many individual people as I can. And if people want to get involved, I'm also going to be traveling through Europe. If we could build up some journalists there, that would be amazing. But people could hit me up on my Twitter, just look at We Are Change on Twitter. And then I want to get in contact with as many individuals as I can so I could actually sit down one-on-one with them, teach them how to be the change that they want to see in this world, teach them how to do real journalism, and prop them up and push them up. And hopefully there won't be just two or three people asking hard questions. There'll be, you know, we'll be able to totally take over the mainstream media.
Everywhere these globalists go, we've got to be there confronting them. And as the mainstream media rots away and turns into bones like the dinosaurs, we are rising. And that's why we're at this critical historical juncture, because there is a big dumbed-down mass that's getting more divorced from reality, but there's also a mass getting more informed every day. Take the IRS scandal, all these other scandals. Our credibility is just shooting straight up right now. Luke, are you seeing the awakening I'm seeing?
I definitely am, and the potential of anything that could happen is right within our grasp. It's right within our hands. It's just up to all of us to not be afraid to be who we really are, to speak our mind, to stand up and to take action. And if we all do that all at once, there's nothing that could stop it. We are already shaming the media. We are already becoming the new mainstream media. But we have to keep it up. We have to do more. We have to have other individuals to step up.
And by the way, people always think tyrannies are invincible until they finally fall. It's not the end of the world. This new world order is not destined to take over. It can be blocked. It can be postponed. It can be defeated, like Nineveh in its 100-year reprieve. We have a job to do this. Any other comments you'd like to make in closing, Mark Dice?
I just have the utmost respect for Luke, and anybody that's not familiar with his work, I think you should go and check it out. And he is essentially a one-man TMZ, but for important issues. Instead of asking, you know, celebrities and politicians what they had for lunch or about somebody's new purse, he's out there asking the questions that we all are thinking our own, you know, would wish that the reporters would ask. And since he has no strings attached, he's able to do it. So, Luke, my hat's off.
Absolutely.
To you.
Great job. And again, everybody needs to continue along these lines doing this. Luke and Mark Dice, we will both talk to you soon. And Luke, I'm going to be seeing you at Bilderberg 2013 there in Watford.
I definitely will be there, and we're going to be all over Europe, so definitely check out all of our updates. We're going to be doing a lot of work.
All right, great job. Yeah. Great job, Luke. Great job, Mark Dice. Mark, one more time, can I get an Alex Jones hateful imitation?
I'm going to go to your calls here in just a minute. But I mean, I've just got so much news here. I just hate these scum. They're scum. They're scum. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. All right, Mark. Hey, Mark, any other ones?
I go hoarse every time I do them, Alex. I don't know how you even have a voice left from all the yelling and screaming that you've done, but I understand. I know where it comes from, and, you know, man, I'm just, I wouldn't want to be in your warpath, bro.
No, you have done well, Lord Vader. All right,
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Mark. Keep going.
Thanks for having me on, man.
Thank you. Go wake the zombies up. Speaking of that, I got Adam Kokesh coming on, but I'm going to go to Chris and others first real quick before we do that. What happens is I open the phones up, take some calls, and get guests on and run out of time. I mean, most shows just hang up on the callers. Maybe I should be bad to hang up on them. No, they're nice. They know what's going on. But those are good quotes. All right, we'll be right back. A little bit of self-deprecating humor. I actually like that better than people going, Alex, you're so great. Alex, you're so wonderful. Just because I think you're great. I think you're wonderful, the listeners of this show. I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job. It makes me feel guilty, you know, when a whole family comes up on the street telling me how great I am.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. You've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Oh, it doesn't sound like tyranny to me.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Hammer of justice crushes you.
Alex Jones.
Overpowers.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
That's right. The only man that can interrupt his own liner. By the way, we're getting Adam Kokesh from his command center on the line right now. He'll be with us in a few minutes. And again, I support his right to the armed march. I think he's a good guy. He's going to tell us what happened to him in prison. I just have a bad feeling about an armed march on D.C. I told him I think they'll put him in jail. Clearly, they tried to set him up. We're going to talk to him. We're getting him online right now. But you heard Mark Dice is making jokes about me making callers hold. So let's make him a liar and go to Chris in Maryland real quick and a few others. Chris, you've been holding for about 2 hours. I appreciate it. I don't usually do that, except every day. You're on the air. What did you call in about today, sir?
I called in about John McCain, but I want to do a quick shout-out to Luke Radowski. He's the bomb. Mark Dice, I'm not really sure what he's doing. He's asking questions about Memorial Day. My question is this. I've been listening to you forever. Actually, I saw you at Chantilly when you were winded from shouting your head off over the gate. You actually had to lay down on your back, and I told you I was watching, what was the name of that movie? Red Dawn with my son. Talking about re-education camps. Anyway, my question is this. You talk about John McCain kind of scooting into Syria via Turkey, talking with real al-Qaeda. Okay, you need to break this down because we know this kind of the fake al-Qaeda. I mean, they've already sort of admitted, you know, al-Qaeda's this whole U.S. created entity. Is there a difference between the two, or are we just kind of blurring everything together?
No, I mean, I hear you. We need to differentiate. The point is, it was created by the globalists. They've been radicalizing Muslims since the British took over and created what is Saudi Arabia today. And then they use the fake al-Qaeda, double, triple agent people, to carry out attacks and things or to take the blame for attacks that Western governments or contractors stage. And then you've got real al-Qaeda out of Qatar and out of mainly Saudi Arabia, Wahhabists, funded by the royal house, who are literally slaughtering Christians and others, and then I've got to be lectured all day about, well, we've got to take your rights post 9/11, when I knew then they were running the al-Qaeda people, just like they are now. And it's just, it's what's crazy is they do it out in the open now. I mean, what do you think's happening there?
Well, here's the problem. I don't even know, because what the problem is, when I listen to your show for 2 or 3 years, and I'm a big supporter, so don't think I'm some sort of anti-anything, but what I've noticed over the years when I listen to your show, it's almost like, you know, it's an addiction. You gotta hear what's going on. You gotta check out. By the way, I want you to mention other sources of information that you rely on or you recommend, because it's, all of us want to sort of like double check, although you do always.
I'll tell you what I rely on. I mean, I should do more basic videos about how I believe the world operates and cover big subjects. But if you want to know what I rely on, I know the globalist agenda. I've read their own books, their own publications. It's a 100-plus-year-old plan. So I know their program. I know their playbook. So I just look at news and then double check what they're claiming through a lens of, it's like I'm a detective that's been following a serial killer for 20 years. I know their MO. And I know if it's a copycat that isn't actually that killer. So, I mean, it's more of an art form, understanding all of this and knowing their agenda and knowing over time who you can trust, who you can't trust. I mean, I see good stuff in New Yorker magazine, run by horrible globalists. I see good stuff in the LA Times, run by horrible New World Order people. But then there's like big stories they put out that you know are propaganda that are then parroted. Most news is actually somewhat accurate. It's the stuff that's the lie is the big story, the big agenda they're pushing. Iraq has WMDs, Assad is a war criminal, stuff like that. Alex Jones thinks Obama sent the tornado. I didn't say that. A caller said, I think it's weather modification. I said, it's probably not, but there is weather modification going on, so we don't know. So they edited that, and they see that was a lie. And that's real desperation. So it's a very sophisticated point, and I appreciate your call. We'll get to more calls in overdrive if I have to. I'm going to go to Jonathan, who's been holding, and David, and First Sergeant, and Monteen. We'll get to all of you. But I don't want to. We just got him on the line. He's fresh out of jail last Friday. And then rested up after spending 6 days or so going directly to the federal prison. You've already seen the footage of your radio listener. He didn't resist anybody. All the camera angles came out. They were forced to drop the assault charges and the failure to follow God's orders. I mean, federal officers' orders. They had weird local Philadelphia police with fascist armbands, who we've learned are federal, local Renfield servants of Dracula, you know, servants of the feds. So now we'll learn what happened inside the federal facility, and then we'll get updates on, he wants a march on all 50 states. Adam Kokesh joins us. Adam, thanks for coming on.
Hey, my pleasure, Alex. Thanks for having me on again.
Before we get into the latest on the marches and things, what happened inside there? How did you play chicken with them and when?
Well, I played hardball. I refused to cooperate every step along the way, and thanks to everybody on the outside who was making so much noise and realized that this was a frame-up, decided to really put the pressure on them. And even that Sunday when I was there in federal lockup, there were people getting the prisoners riled up. I didn't find out about it till later, but I also want to give a shout-out to George Donnelly of Shield Mutual, who provides insurance for situations like this and did an incredible job stepping up. Jim Babb, another activist in Philly, who did a great job organizing events there. Nathan Cox, Meg McClain, Michael Salvi, Anthony Antonello, and my public defender, Jim McHugh, who really stepped up when executing the strategy, who understood what it was and took my advice to have fun with this. But if it wasn't for all of that that increased the cost of what it was for them to keep me in prison, I was still able to communicate. I announced two events while I was in prison with the help of N.A. Poe, who I was locked up with. We radically increased the cost of them holding me. And so in the end, yeah, they blinked because I was saying I'm not going to accept the conditions of bail. I'm not going to take a plea. I'm not going to accept this felony charge. There's only one way that this is going down. Either you're going to drop and dismiss all charges or I'm going to be found not guilty by a jury of my peers. And if I have to do 100 days in solitary confinement, which was essentially what I was volunteering for because I had refused to take a PPD shot and submit to a DNA test, I told them, my DNA is just fine and does not need to be tested, and it's against my religion to let government agents put needles in my body. They threatened to tie me to a bed in order to do that, but because of that, they couldn't put me in general population, which I was happy for because I was concerned for my safety. I was actually threatened by one of the marshals while I was in prison, and I said, you know, I'm not going to accept bail under these conditions, and then just Friday, after being in detention for 6 days, I was unceremoniously dumped in the rain in Philly in prison shoes, and it was an interesting experience because they took me through the process of getting out discharged from the federal detention center, but they had this idea that they were going to issue me citations, that they were going to bust the charges down or reduce them, and I have these citations right here, one for disorderly conduct and one for interfering with an officer, which you can see from photos posted online. I did not sign, refused to. They said, here you go, you're going to sign for your personal effects, you're going to sign these citations, and I just laughed at them and said, what are you going to do, put me back in there? I don't think so. And they carry, you know, $275 each, but they're not legally binding at this point, and I think it just goes to show that when you stand up and assert your right to confront your accuser, as we did in the probable cause part of the hearing on Thursday, you can get them to back down, and they're going to be a lot less careless accusations the more people stand up in situations like this.
Yeah, I've had people on the street in Austin and waiters and people come up to me when you were still in jail saying, what are we going to do about Adam Kokesh? And again, I'll be honest with you about this. I've been honest on air. I think you're a good guy. You know, you've been backhandedly critical of me over the years in the past, and I think that's entertaining. I don't mind being criticized. I'm one of my own biggest critics.
Well, hold on. If you're going to mention that, allow me to say I have on the air. I have the utmost respect for what you do and what you have accomplished, and I believe I have some philosophical differences that I'm very passionate about. But all of my criticism of you is based on that alone, and I really consider you a brother in this fight, and have the greatest respect and admiration for everything.
Well, I have respect for you as well, but I just want to be clear. No, I'm just saying we all have differences of opinion on things. And I, you know, they say to make a good radio host, and I didn't know this when I first got into radio. Later I learned it was be authoritative, never apologize, you know, say you know what you're talking about. Well, I generally know what I'm talking about. That's why I come off authoritative, because I am. When I make a mistake, I'll say it. I have never been so conflicted as I am about what you're doing, obviously because I have trouble gauging what's going to happen. I also know it's historically important. I know fortune favors the bold. I know all of that. And so I'll be positive. I'll also be critical, because I'm simply in my own mind trying to war game out you know, different things. And I understand, justice be done, though the heavens fall, you have a right to carry guns loaded on your back into D.C. The Supreme Court ruled it 5 years ago. Even if they hadn't, common law, common sense says only people in uniforms can have them. Why can't you be trusted when you're not a felon or a criminal? The state's announcing you're a criminal. My issue is that the crowdsourcing knowledge, let me just finish this quick point, of my audience, I'd say about 70% of my audience says, look, you know, we get what he's doing, but we feel like it's going to be a bad strategy. They'll set him up. I said they'll set you up. I don't think they're done trying to set you up.
Exactly.
And then now you're going to have 50 of these. Do you plan for those to be armed as well? Now it's impossible to have cameras everywhere. So the other people they set up, they'll go ahead and put them in jail for assaulting police because we won't have 7 cameras on it. Do you see my point? Is that we're winning the info war right now. That's why a lot of people think the strategy is a bad one. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, the strategy has changed, and this is the opportunity presented by the circumstance that government has created by escalating their tactics and imprisoning me and framing me for assault
for
simply being a political activist. Now, if we have time, I'd like to read the statement that I wrote when I was in prison. It's just about 3 minutes.
Sure.
But this is the new strategy for Independence Day. We're not going to be marching on the Capitol. It's going to be simply marching on 50 states, and as people want on their own to engage in civil disobedience, be it in armed resistance or simply showing up however they want, that's all on them. It's a decentralized open source thing, and this is what's so important, Alex. I believe we can have cameras at all of these events. I believe that this is what we have now at all of these events, because political activists, thanks to your work and the work of so many others talking about photography not being a crime, at every one of these events there will be accountability and there will be people calling for the orderly dissolution of the federal government. And this is what I realized when I was in prison, was that I couldn't let this depend so much on myself.
That's right.
And I'm not afraid, as you are, of standing up firm and saying, I know what I'm talking about, I'm standing on principle. But when it comes to ensuring this event being executed properly, when the government has already escalated the violent tactics against me personally as an organizer, I can't in good conscience go forward with a plan that is so centrally dependent and not open source. So this was the statement. When a government has repeatedly and deliberately failed to follow its own laws, violated the fundamental human rights of its citizens, threatened the sanctity of a free press, created institutions intended to eliminate privacy of communication, waged war at the behest of special interests that threatens the public safety, killed hundreds of children with drone strikes, imprisoned and destroyed the lives of countless individuals for victimless crimes, stifled economic opportunity to maintain the dominance of the financial elite, stolen from the people through an absurd system of taxation and inflation, sold future generations into debt slavery, and abused its power to suppress political opposition, it is unfit to exist, and it becomes the duty of the people to alter or abolish that government by whatever means necessary to secure liberty and ensure peace. A new American revolution is long overdue. This revolution has been brewing in the hearts and minds of the people for many years, but this Independence Day it shall take a new form as the American Revolutionary Army will march on each state capital to demand that the governors of these 50 states immediately initiate the process of an orderly dissolution of the federal government through secession and reclamation of federally held property. Should one whole year pass from this July 4th while the crimes of this government are allowed to continue, we may have passed the point at which nonviolent revolution becomes impossible. The time to sit idly by has passed. To remain neutral is to be complicit. Just doing your job is not an excuse, and the line in the sand has been drawn between we the people and the criminals in Washington, D.C. While some timid souls will say that it is too early, that we can solve this problem through the democratic means provided by government, that current levels of taxation are reasonable for the services provided, and that the crimes of this government are merely a tolerable nuisance, it may already be too late. While there is risk in drastic action, the greater danger lies in allowing this government to continue unchallenged. So if you are content with the status quo, stay home, get fat, watch the fireworks from a safe distance, and allow this Independence Day to pass like any other. But if you see as we see and feel as we feel, we will see you on the front lines of freedom on July 4th, 2013, for this, the final American Revolution. Alex, you said that 1776 would commence again. Well, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be to restore the Republic. It's not to to think that we have more wisdom than the founders who moved the ball this far forward. We have to take it the next bold step, and that is to recognize that this is an empire in decline, and we can do this the easy way or the hard way. And what we are suggesting is the easy way, the peaceful way, the orderly process of a dissolution of this criminal government that has come to symbolize America to the world. We have to take it down. We have to overthrow this government, and this is how we do it. Because if we do not have an orderly, peaceful dissolution of the federal government, it is going to be that much worse as we see a collapse of the currency, as we see martial law, as we see a government in its death throes continue to make more victims of otherwise law-abiding citizens.
Sure, Adam, but you know, last year I put out the call for the Second American Revolution. Drudge linked to it, a bunch of other news picked it up. And I was talking about the states organizing with good members of Congress to declare the federal government is run by foreign banks, is illegitimate, but to reboot the republic via the states. And I had constitutional lawyers on, like Edwin Vieira and countless others, advisors to Congress, and they concurred that was the constitutional remedy. But, I mean, just saying the states will grab federal property and will overthrow the government, my angle is the federal government's already been overthrown by foreign banks. It's been occupied. Then there's no debate and no civil war by leapfrogging that. I wouldn't use the term overthrow the government. Let's discuss that straight ahead.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, we are going to cover every angle of the Bilderberg meeting this year with cameras. They have fought for decades to have their whore globalist media deny to the public that mega rich bankers that got their money out of government contracts and fractional reserve banking fraud, these are the enemies. These are the people that are setting up this fraudulent globalist control freak kleptocracy that makes 1984, look like an escape route. These are the people, and I'm getting on an airplane. I'm going over there to cover it. Some of my crew is going to be there as well. Luke Radowski is going to be there. We're going to have live video feeds, audio feeds, podcast, all of it at Infowars.com/Bilderberg or Infowars.com/B, just the letter B. And it is an amazing new page that is going to have live chat on it, the latest feeds, photos. It's not done yet. It'll be done by tomorrow. You can get a first look at it. We're going to send it out to everybody as well as a link who signed up at Infowars.com/newsletter. Be sure and follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And most importantly, continue to spread the word, because it just hit me during the break that I've been meaning to make this point. We're going to go into overdrive of Adam Kokesh. Stay with us and take your phone calls for everybody that are holding. He's got to go. That's fine. But I want to do 20, 30 minutes of overdrive. Some stations carry it into the next hour. If you don't, you can go to Infowars.com/show, and it'll give you the live video and audio feeds right there into overdrive in the nightly news tonight. But, Adam, it hit me last weekend and a month ago, but it's never when I'm on air. I always, am more cogent when I'm not on air, because you get on air and stuff's going on. You kind of lose the heights of your IQ. And my heights aren't that high, but you know what I mean. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. This is what I want to ask you right now. That if a revolution was happening and nobody announced it, would it happen? And what I'm getting at is, the public is awake, people that aren't zombies. They know we're being screwed. They know we're being persecuted. We know the federal government's been taken over by the globalists. We know the New World Order's real. Those of us that exposed it have been proven right in spades, in triplicate. And all we've got to do now is stand up, speak out, it'll fall. So again, I admire what you're doing. I know cowards attack you out of hand because what you're doing scares them. But then other people are mistrustful because there's so much betrayal out there. And then other people start thinking they're just going to set him up. This is going to go bad in their gut. And then I saw your report and thought, what, 50 armed marches? Now you're saying, no, it's to whatever the local group does. That makes more sense. But do you get the sense at an intellectual level? For me, it's a spiritual level, but I can also manifestly see it in the third, in this dimension, that the awakening is now. History is happening now. Our destiny is being decided now. Quick answer on that, Adam Kokesh.
Yes, absolutely, Alex. And I believe especially the role of technology is incredibly important, is empowering people to render government obsolete. I believe that the evolution towards a voluntary society is inevitable, which is why I would ask, if you had the ability to end the federal government, why would you want to reboot it? Why would you want to start again with this failed experiment when the American people are realizing that they're capable of ruling themselves? Human beings, through the empowerment of the internet, are having greater access to information that is so fundamentally empowering.
No, I want. We can have this debate in the next hour if you can hold. Can you hold
sure.
over?
Sure, but absolutely.
We can have this debate after we get more into the march and take these calls, because I got to go to them.
Let's do it.
But the issue here is that we don't have a federal government. It was hijacked. And I will be glad to get rid of government entirely once we've had a free system in a microcosm to bring down the communist Chinese, to bring down Apple with its Foxconn slave factories. My point is, I see the globalists trying to co-opt libertarianism to create a fake clone of it. So if you want to have a real debate, we'll have it. It's coming up. Infowars.com/show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.